Okay, it's 10 a.m. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of August 11, 2023. First, is just to remind everybody regarding our teleconference process, be aware of background noise, keep your device on mute, but do not put your phone on hold. Please wait to speak until for opportunities. And state your name each time you do. And TAC members, please also state your name when making seconding motions. There'll be public comment opportunities at the appropriate point in the agenda. With that, let's go ahead and determine that we have a quorum. And we'll start with Drew Smith.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm here.
Hey, good morning, Drew. Oscar Kaya. All right. Bob Koschel, Jan Geislers. We know Jan's here, so Jan. Tim Grabowski.
Here.
Commissioner John David.
Here.
Ryan Luksic. Tony Morgan.
I'm here.
Great. Jonathan Parks.
I'm here.
Roger Sanders. Roger was, he's on. I'm going to mark him present. David Wozniak. And I looks like Oscar Kaye has joined. Oscar, you're on.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. I've marked you as present. So we have 8 of 11, so we have a quorum. Let me just double check whether Bob Koschel, Brian Luksic, or David Wozniak has joined. Okay, well, we have 8. We're good to go. I think our staff people for today's work are Norman Bellamy, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, and then I am the Commission's facilitator, Jeff Blair. Drew, if you'd like to review the agenda and get the minutes approved, then turn to me for the software, we can proceed.
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you, Jeff. Like to get a review and approval of the meeting agenda for today, please.
Motion, Grabowski.
Okay, so moved.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Meeting agenda is approved. The approval of the July 25th, 2023 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion for approval?
Approve, motion to approve, Sanders.
Second,
Robotsky. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Are the times correct? I wasn't on the meeting, but I see the times, I think, are a little screwed up. Times. I think it says 1 o'clock or something, and then it's 10:20. You finish.
Okay, yeah. Do we need to make that change on the minute?
Just approve the minutes as amended to correct the times.
Yes. Perfect. I vote yes.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. The meeting minutes from July 25th meeting are approved. Jeff, if you want to take it from here.
Thank you, Drew. So our primary focus today is that the Energy TAC is being asked to recommend to the Commission that they approve an energy compliance software submittal for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy efficiency requirements of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, specifically ComCheck Web, for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy efficiency requirements for specified methods of compliance, which I will read those, what those are in the motion, but I think for now that's sufficient. So the process we'll use is first, Mo will sort of will introduce the software as sort of staff as being the person that has sort of put this on the table. We'll We'll hear if there's any clarifying questions from Energy TAC members. We'll take public comment, and then we'll come back to the TAC for their action and recommendation to the commission regarding approval of this energy efficiency compliance software. So, Mo, we'll turn to you.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Madani. And as Jeff has stated, mainly what we have here before us is an attempt to see if you guys would recommend to the commission approval of code compliance program that is put together and published by the Department of by the U.S. Department of Energy. This program, which is a web-based and is mainly to demonstrate compliance with ASHRAE 90.1 2019. As you know, under the 2023, we'll be moving to the 2019 edition of ASHRAE 90.1. ASHRAE 9.1 is really a specific compliance option in section C401.2 of the Florida Energy Code. So demonstrating compliance with ASHRAE 90.1 would satisfy the requirements of the Florida Energy Code. So when this web-based program would give the user another option or another tool for compliance in addition to those that you already recommended for approval, which is the Energy Gauge Summit for commercial, and this will be for commercial building. We looked at the program. We kind of, you know, staff looked at it. It's really strictly specific to compliance with ASHRAE 90.1. As Jeff said, this really for demonstrating compliance, also called ComCheck. This is different than the ComCheck that you normally get acceptance for, as meaning the ICC code, which is in this case the 2021. This one is strictly ASHRAE 90.1, so it's really demonstrate compliance with section 5.6, the envelope trade-off compliance for the envelope using the procedure of the narrative appendix C of ASHRAE 90.1 and other sections, section 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's really, those are mainly prescriptive requirements that you will see in the program. So we felt that it's a good opportunity and a good tool to get it approved. And one thing about it is that it's free of charge, so the users could be able to go into the U.S. Department of Energy website and mainly use it to do the energy code compliance. Any questions?
Any TAC member have any questions? All right, then let's see if anybody from the public has any comments regarding this software.
Yes, this is Swami, if I may.
Okay, Swami, I'll give you your time, your 3 minutes. Go ahead and start.
Sure. In fact, we are working, the FSEC is working. This is Butasami Swami, Program Director of FSEC. And we are working with PNNL to see if it is possible to have interoperability between Summit and ComCheck Web. And the reason for that is we don't want to reinvent the wheel because they have already done the work. And so if we work together, they will be able to go through from Summit and then run ComCheck. So that's one thing I just wanted to point out. And again, it all depends on PNNL, their time and all. So just to make it easy for our users so that they don't have to enter, let's say they want to try the performance option. They have entered the data in one program. Then they have to go to another program to do envelope trade-off. We can save some time. So that's number one. Number two is that we do have certain exceptions for ASHRAE, which is 9.4.1, or not exceptions, but we don't comply with those. We don't want the user to comply with those. And so it will be good if the building departments are made available. Let's say ComCheck says, hey, have you complied with this section? They are not applicable for Florida. So, you know, just to be made aware for everybody, that's number two. Number three is that certain prescriptive options, ComCheck just says at the very end, hey, I have complied with these prescriptive options without showing any numbers or anything. And there, the building department and the user will have to look at the tables and make sure they have complied. So the tool is a good one. It gives you another option for smaller buildings and things like that. I just wanted to make a note of these comments. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Swami. Is there anybody else in the public that would like to comment? Okay, so coming back to the TAC. So if you're in the mode for this, the motion that we would want was the Energy TAC rep would recommend the Florida Building Commission approve ComCheck Web for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy efficiency requirements pursuant to the requirements of Section 5.6 envelope trade-off compliance for the envelope using the procedures of the normative Appendix C of ASHRAE 90.1 and using Section 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 for compliance using the prescriptive method. So that's the, you know, what it's restricted to. So, TAC members, what's your pleasure?
I'll make that motion.
So we have a motion from Jan Geislers and a second from Bob Koschel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Drew, if you want to call the motion, I'll let you do that.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval of the ComCheck software. Any other discussion? Hearing none.
Yes, this is Roger Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Well, these forms, when they're submitted, require the prescriptive methods also be submitted at the same time?
This is a whole package of compliance. It will include whatever really stated by Jeff. You'll have some prescriptive requirement. In addition to that is the trade-off compliance and the narrative of Appendix C. So you'll have it will have the whole package, so you don't need to really, do anything other than follow
okay,
the
good.
Package.
Great.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Software is approved. Jeff, go ahead.
Sure. So unless there's any other, is there any other additional public comment for the Energy TAC? Okay. Let me double check to see. I know that Bob Koschel joined. Are there any TAC members who joined and voted on this that were not at roll call? Because currently I have nine members who were present for the vote, including Bob. Okay, so that would be a 9-0 vote. Just want to check. Okay, since there's no additional public comment, and is there any staff or TAC member comment?
No, thank you.
Drew, if you want to go ahead and adjourn us then.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for facilitating, and thank you, everyone, for attending today. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, have a great weekend.
No longer being recorded.
Yeah, well. Happy Friday. All right, guys.